Good afternoon, it's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. We are here, me, Angela Briar Stevenson, and of course...
Me, Jan Mulligan.
There's no other me's in here at the moment.
It's me, myself and you.
Me, myself and I and all the wonderful crew. Welcome. And you are tuned in to this delightful afternoon. Remember, it's all about health and well-being with Who Cares Wins. We care, you care, everyone cares. Therefore, there must be a winner along the way. About health and well-being. So if you have information, events you want to tell us about, we need to shout about, we need to tell the world about, then you can get in touch with us as always via the following. You have the choices of Twitter, and the handle is @CaresWins. You have the choice of Facebook, which is the Who Cares Wins radio show. And, of course, you have the choice of ringing in on 01303-874-998. And, of course, the wonderful email, which is whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. I think that's it. Right, I'll have us lay down. Have a sleep now.
Unless you're done for the day.
Yeah, that's it. Me done. I'm off. Bye. We're going to be talking about all things to do with the hot topics of health and well-being over the last week, what Jan and I have been up to. And also, Jan, we've got a little bit more. We did promise you a couple of weeks ago that we would talk a little bit more in detail about seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
In short, a lot of people call it SAD.
It's an unfortunate name.
And it can
for
be
it.
Sad.
It can
to
be
have
sad,
it.
But
so we're going to touch on that in a little bit more detail today, as well as talking about a wonderful challenge that a lady that I've come across, and she's going to talk to us a little bit later on, Jo of effortlessjo.co.uk. She's doing something very interesting, and we're going to find out more about why she's doing it and where she's doing it. But travelling with a bus or in a bus and teaching, there's a goal of teaching 500 people to meditate in a year. So I'm intrigued to know more. We're going to talk to her in a little while. And more importantly, from last week, you had your talk, Jan, didn't you?
I
at
did.
The East Kent Women in Business.
Yes, the wonderful women in business of East Kent, and we were in West Faversham. So East Kent, West Faversham, we got there.
Well, Faversham's East Kent, so yeah.
But lovely centre.
Was it? Whereabouts was it held?
It's called the West Faversham Community Centre.
Oh, okay.
And it's opposite of Sainsbury's, so you can combine.
Oh, great.
Two activities.
And get your water and your chocolate bar.
Absolutely. But it was a lovely morning. Lovely morning. As I'm afraid, as always, when I'm talking to people about ergonomics, there's a little bit of scepticism at the beginning of
course.
Oh, here we go, posture chairs, blah, blah, blah.
Fall asleep.
But I soon get them going. There's lots of activity in my short talks and passing around show and tell items, discussing how people do things.
Great.
It's not just the office, it's home, it's driving, it's anything you do in life. So we had one lady who does knitting, makes candles and makes cards.
Mm.
We had Jane, who's hopefully coming on the show soon, who's into cosmetics and treatments.
Oh, Jane Keat, yes.
Absolutely.
The lovely Jane
and
Keat.
Then Louise, who's also been on the show.
Louise,
who does
Forever Living, yes.
Yep. So there's a good mixture of businesses in the room. Yes, we had the finance and we had the
legal
side.
Yes, you had Angela
side.
From Angela Malafony, who's her name, business name's changed. I apologise, Angela. But yes, the financial, what do you call them?
Advisor.
Thank you.
Shall I advise you that the name is
my
advisor?
Thank you, Jan. Yes, my brain's gone today. Oh, must be a bit damp in there somewhere.
Probably. Not going there.
But it was well received. I noticed on Facebook with the Women in Women in Business have an East Kent group. So members of the Women in Business East Kent have a Women in Business East Kent group.
Right.
And I noticed there was quite a big talk about you afterwards.
Oh, so yes. I'm being gossiped. That's
so it was
what
very
it
much very very well received. And I noticed a few people went back and put the telephone to the left-hand side of their desk. Because it is silly things like that. People don't, you know, they suddenly, especially if you're employed, you go into employment and you sort of, in a way, accept the way the desk has been given to you.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first thing I always used to do when I went in, was always say to them, actually, I need the PC over there and I need the phone over there, please.
But it's interesting because at home we fidget. And if you drive a car, first thing you do is oh, this chair's not comfortable. Yep. The seat's not right.
Yeah, adjust it.
Forget whether
cushions.
You can actually get it in gear or what it's going to do when it's on the road.
Minor
it's
detail.
How comfortable we feel. But when we're in our workplace, whether that's an office, whether that's a factory, whether that's your home, you're less attentive to those items and those issues.
And there's so an element of, as you say, this, I always found that people would tend to sort of accept it as, oh, I didn't think I could ask to have my phone moved over there. And I didn't think I could, I thought I had to just have my PC where it was positioned. It's like, no, get the IT people up,
absolutely.
Get it moved.
And so we talked about heating and lighting, and it was interesting. That's where lighting came up, which prompted me to do seasonal affective disorder today. Because dear old Louise, so we were talking about where your office is and where your computer is, if you use a computer or whatever you use, where is it in relation to the window? And she put her hand up and she said, I work in the cellar. There are no natural
windows, no lights.
So okay. Well, when they allow you out occasionally, we'll have a chat about lighting. And so the SAD lighting is obviously the most mimicking of natural light and will give you the most benefit, but also it's the most expensive.
Yes,
so you don't have to spend that much if you don't have a problem with lack of light.
Yes.
It's purely that you're trying to enhance your lighting environment.
Yeah.
But that's for another show. We'll do normal lighting and varieties of different lights on another show.
Lights
today
we talk about lava lamps. Can we, Jen?
We can. Can we? Lava lamps, yes.
Very mesmerising.
Absolutely.
Very good waste of time.
You can make them. I remember a colleague used to make them at home with her children.
Oh, wow.
It was great fun.
Yeah, I bet.
But I love, you know, having met you and your mindfulness training, your beginner's mind, I have now adopted that with everybody that I speak to. When you're doing anything, whether it's for work, whether it's for pleasure, whatever it is, look at it with a beginner's mind, child eyes. How would I do this if it's my world is my oyster and I can start from scratch?
Yeah.
Would I put that there?
Exactly. And that's what they need to do. Come and look at your office. Do it now, listener. Have a look around where you are, where you're seated, especially if you're at your lunch break. You can get good reflection on your office environment or your home environment. Maybe your office and home are all one and the same thing. And take a look and see whether there's something that with a whole beginner's mind and a new approach to it, you would think, if I got to start again, I'd have that over there and that over there, and maybe I'd ditch that bit completely.
Absolutely.
So without creating a huge DIY project, but when your partner comes home, they might be like, what on earth have
and
you
then
done?
We need a first aid box. And
so yes, we won't encourage you perhaps to do it in big chunks yet.
No.
But one thing I did want to mention, because obviously dear Roger that passed away from the Big Band special show last weekend, and again, our thoughts are with his family, especially this week. But also I noticed on our various Facebook pages and various things that come up and pop up in my timeline that I had that notification on Monday. And then also people that may know me with mindfulness, and if you follow mindfulness, you may know of the gentleman Thich Nhat Hanh, who's often known to his friends as Tay, very, very big in the mindfulness world. And he unfortunately had a very big brain hemorrhage on the 11th of November and is in hospital. Although the positive side is they are looking at signs of recovery from him.
Excellent.
Which is good news.
Yes.
But whatever happens, there's a massive amount of energy that's going around. And I think it's also about people just reflecting on perhaps his teachings in general terms of mindfulness and what it means for me, what it means for that individual, rather than the passing, if that's to be it.
Mm-hmm.
He's 83, a good end or a good stage.
We say that, don't we? From the benefit of youth, we say that's a good good life. But actually, when you're that age and you've still got so much more,
so much more to give,
to do and give and whatever, then it's no age.
So no. But yes, so it was an interesting week last week. And then I finished off my week with heading off to the Oxford Mindfulness Centre on Friday to attend the Frantic World course, which is linked to Mark Williams and Danny Penman's book on Frantic World.
Is it How to Survive the Frantic World?
Finding Peace in a Frantic World. So it's about mindfulness practices, and it is a self-help book. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in mindfulness, you can go out and find this book on any bookshelf or any particular websites that you look for books, and you'll find it. And it is a self-help book. You can have a CD and you can follow the whole 8-week program yourself. But they've actually now, both him, Mark Williams, and Chris Cullen, who actually facilitated the day, they have developed from the book a course that can now be run. So I went along to learn how I can deliver that.
Right.
Which was fascinating.
So it's aimed at existing practitioners?
It's aimed at mindfulness teachers. If you're already a mindfulness teacher in your own right, you've been accredited under, for example, the Centre for Mindfulness in Bangor, then you're already a mindfulness, you're accredited, labelled, whatever it's called, you are an MBSR or an MCBT teacher, then you can add this on to your portfolio to actually run an 8-week program based around the Frantic World book. But it was interesting to hear Chris Cullen, because he's also the originator behind the Dot B program, which is the mindfulness program within schools.
That's the full stop one, isn't
full
it?
Stop.
I like that one.
Dot B.
Tell us again.
That is, in short, the school children will use text messaging. And they will send a text, so I could send a text to you, Jan, that just is a full stop and the capital B.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I send in my text. And it's a prompt for you when you receive it to stop, so hence the full stop, and B. So be here,
in the moment.
Be present. What's here for you now?
Mm-hmm.
Where are your thoughts? Are you aware of your thoughts racing and taking you off into different places? And can you bring yourself back to the present? So it's that reminder, that checkpoint, but a great use of
it's
technology.
It's so simple
and
so effective.
That, you know, our younger adults will relate to it. So fantastic work. But yes, he's actually running the Frantic World course both with university students. Mm-hmm. So they actually run it in Oxford for the Oxford University students.
Right.
So a lot about exam stress, of course. But also it was interesting to hear that he's running it for MPs in Parliament.
Ah.
So it's getting a lot of press. There's a lot of what my tutor calls Mac mindfulness.
What's that?
Which is where it can get a little bit carried away and people get on the bandwagon and then everything gets labelled mindfulness.
Oh, okay.
And every course is called a mindfulness course or a workshop involving mindfulness.
That's like ergonomics.
It's not really mindfulness. You need to be very clear on who your teacher is if you're going to any of these courses.
Yes.
And to be sure, because there's ethics and guidelines and standards of practice behind all of this. And so it is key that if you want to look at the Centre for Mindfulness at Bangor, for example, or the Oxford Mindfulness Centre, have a look on there, because they will direct you to the ethical places and the places that cover and adhere to the standards.
And I think that's key for almost all of the topics
we're very passionate, aren't we, Jan, when we have our guests.
If you come across something new, yes, the person in front of you presenting the service may be the best person in the world to do it, but have a look around. It's the same as if you were going for a plumber or an electrician.
Mm.
There are certain accreditations professional bodies that govern, and it's, as you say, it's the ethics, it's the ethos, it's the practice.
I think it's, for me, it's very much, it's always been in my life about it being the safety aspect of people. They're not just necessarily, I've read it from a book and so I'm just going to go and tell everybody else about it. There's a true, because mindfulness especially is you need to clarify with the teacher, do they practice?
Yes.
And how often do they practice?
Yeah.
And how long have they been practicing? Because it is something that is that you're learning every day, and every time you practice there's something new that comes up, the whole beginner's mind.
Yeah.
So yes, a great day, but it was very interesting, Jan, because I did have some obstacles thrown in my way.
Oh. Tell me more.
In trying to get there. And also getting home, the M25 and Friday's weather pattern. Oh.
Friday and M25 are just two phrases that do not go together. They should never go together.
No, they don't go well together, do they? And people can't... What is it that people don't seem to be able to drive when it rains? They seem to forget that they need to put lights on.
Mm-hmm.
They forget that fog lights are not to do with wet. They forget that actually they need to leave more space, and that we can still progress at 60 miles an hour if we only leave the gaps.
Yes.
But what we tend to do is, unfortunately, the majority of drivers that I experience wanted to do 10 miles an hour, but they wanted to be on my bum.
Yes.
As in my car. So it's like, no, that's not the plan. That's not how it works. So yeah, it was very entertaining, but it was very interesting for me to really see how my practices do help, and they do kick in, and the whole reaction wasn't there, the stress wasn't there.
You stayed calm.
I did
and calm.
What I could do. I rang
hands-free to let people know. Yep, my stress levels went up there.
And also then coming home, I didn't get home till about 9:30, so it was a bit of a long journey, and I had to go the wrong way around the M25 in my head. Not that there's no right or wrong in mindfulness, is there? So it was a challenging day, but a really, really really enjoyable day. I really encourage anyone that's on the mindfulness journey to look at that course, or even go and look at the book, because it's something you can do at home. And you have the CDs, it's the practices, and they're very short. They're only 10, 12 minute practices.
But presumably, armed with your new knowledge.
Oh, yes.
You will be delivering the course soon?
This is the plan. This right. is the plan. Pops for the new year. I think it's okay. It's now people are going into... I'm going to say the word.
Oh,
now.
No.
I can say it.
Are you ready, listener?
We're moving into Christmas.
Oh,
and
dear.
If you celebrate Christmas and you're into that season of jolliness, then you may well be starting to think about the franticness, the busyness of Christmas. And so it actually might be useful for you to consider working through that 8-week program. Me, myself, yeah. Looking at the new year and maybe rolling
coming out the other
at
side
to roll out an 8-week program for people from any walks of life. My main theme, and I'm interested to hear from people who may be able to give me connections and contacts into the intensive care wards in hospitals. Because as some of you may know, my background with my husband and being in that experience, I actually wanted to give back. So let's get on to some music, I think, Jan, while we answer the phone, because I think that might be Joe. We'll talk to you in a moment.
I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I reach the top and I hit the stop, and that's what's bothering me.
I want to be a man mecca and stroll right into town. And be just like them other men. I'm tired of mugging around.
Oh, whoopie-doo,
I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you. Talk like you too.
You'll see it's true.
An ape like me, I can't let you be human too.
Now don't try to kid me, man, cuz I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true.
Now give me the secret, man, cuz come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of a man's red flower so I can be like you.
Oh, whoopie-doo,
I wanna be like you.
I wanna walk like you,
talk like you too.
You'll see it's true.
An ape like me can't learn to be human too.
Come on. I've reached the top and had to stop, cause there's what's bothering me.
I wanna be a man mecca and stroll right into town.
Be just like the other man, we're tired of mugging around.
Up
if you're loving life.
Rob, I'm loving life.
I'm loving life,
boy. Oh, I'm loving life, yeah.
Swing to the left, swing to the right. Put your hands up if you're feeling nice.
Feeling nice.
Feeling nice.
Feeling nice, yeah.
Oh, we do. I wanna be like you.
Like you, you know.
No, you don't, bud. Serious.
Channel Radio.
Hey, I was bopping around the studio. You are tuned into Who Cares Wins. You are not tuned into any other variety of music or even film studios, but I just love that track. It's Who Cares Wins. It's all about health and well-being. But of course, a bit of music, as you know, I love. And of course, it's me, Angela Bryer Stevenson. And of course, with me today in the studio is
Jan Mulligan.
Jan Mulligan.
Talking over you again.
Jan Mulligan of Greenleaf Ergonomics, remember? Because if you've seen her do her talks recently, go check out her website, greenleaf.co.uk. Now, more importantly, we do have Joe on the phone. Technology is working. And so, Joe, you should still be there. I'm going to say you are effortless Joe, are you not?
I am. Hi.
Hi, welcome for, and thanks for calling in, Joe. I'm intrigued as to probably whether you're, I have this vision in my head that you are sitting in some campervan car park or hanging from a tree to get a signal on your mobile. But whereabouts are you based at the moment? Because I know that you're travelling the UK.
Yeah, I'm actually in the car park, that's correct, but of a National Trust property, a beautiful National Trust property called Owlets in Cobham in Kent.
Ooh.
And we've been invited to stay here on our trip.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, for the listeners, they may not know at all what I've been gabbling on about earlier this morning, because obviously I picked it up on Facebook, because you're actually going to be at a studio that I know about, which is More Than Yoga's studio in Ramsgate in Kent. We had Lucia on the studio to talk about the yoga classes that she runs there, and I actually attend. So when I saw More Than Yoga and everything came out, I said, oh, what's this going on? So I had a look, and yes, I found this sort of intriguing. Here's Jo, and she's running around the country. She's her aim is to teach up to 500 people to meditate. And I thought, okay. And so I'm intrigued. You have literally up sticks, family in tow, and you are travelling the UK.
We are.
You are?
Yeah, we left home, which was North Yorkshire, in just at the end of September.
Yeah.
And there are four of us, so myself, my husband, and our 4- and 8-year-old,
wow,
living in a bus, which is an ex-mobile library.
Fantastic.
Travel in the country. So our intention is to travel right around the UK coast,
yes,
in 12 months. And yeah, my intention in that time is to teach 500 people effortless meditation. And then the rest of it is just the adventure and the journey for the family.
Wow. And this just, you woke up one morning and decided, or has this been sort of a goal and a plan? I'm intrigued.
Well, I believe the idea came to me, not from me, so
okay.
I don't feel like it's something I thought up. I feel like it's come from inspiration.
Right.
So I've been meditating for the past 5 years,
yes,
regularly, and I feel that one of the things it gives me is better access to my intuition,
yeah,
and kind of connectedness to my purpose, and I feel that that's what this is. This is what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Fantastic. And your two children, so I'm assuming, am I right, that you're doing homeschool then?
That's right, yeah.
So they're not dipping in and out of schools as you stop in the car parks?
No, potentially. My 8-year-old is going to do a day or two at school at some point. We might be able to drop in somewhere.
Right.
But our 4-year-old, this would be his reception year, so he's never been to school yet. So
of course, yes.
So, yeah, he probably won't. But, yeah, so we're homeschooling, and they're doing, my 8-year-old sat here with me now, sat on her Kindle, reading away.
Oh, and her name is? His name is?
Annie.
Hello. You are famous now. You're on Who Cares Wins radio show. Now, I'm intrigued. You mentioned the word effortless meditation, which I'm intrigued about. We've just, funnily enough, been talking about mindfulness. But there are lots of forms of meditation out there, and there's transcendental meditation. So is it a particular sort of style? What is it, effortless meditation?
Yeah. So I think it's quite similar to mindfulness meditation. So
okay.
Not mindfulness practices where we spend time in our senses, but the meditation part of mindfulness.
Okay.
It's a practice that I learnt from a lady called Eliza Harrison in Dent in Cumbria.
All right.
And she's practiced for over 40 years and has taught hundreds of people. And the teaching, what I teach now, what she taught me, is what she's evolved over the years and what she finds really helps people to understand what it is, why we do it, and also to develop a regular practice, because lots of people learn, but then they don't do anything with it.
No,
so it's really
not
important.
That's my passion, is that people go on a course, it's not about just going on the course and that's it. It's about, actually, this is a change. It's something that you begin to incorporate into your life as a daily dare I say an activity, because then people think it's a to-do list, don't they?
Yeah. So we try and make it not feel like that, but we talk on the course. So it's a one-day course that I run, and we talk about, so how are you feeling about it, what you're thinking might be the challenges in fitting it into your life, when might you fit it in.
Yeah.
So it's very practical, very pragmatic, so people go away with a plan.
Brilliant.
When they're going to do it. Yeah.
So you're doing one-day courses, and you are zooming around the country. So where have you been so far?
So we've travelled from North Yorkshire through East Yorkshire, so we're following the coastline.
Yeah.
We've been down through Lincolnshire, so I've run a course near Hull at East Cay for a company called Beach. Let me use their offices. I do some associate work for them in something else.
Oh, brilliant.
So I ran a course there, and then I've run courses, one in Louth and one in Lincolnshire, so one in a village hall, and then one at a fabulous place that does yoga and Pilates and all that stuff.
Lovely.
Studio 8 in Lincoln.
Great.
And then we've travelled down along the beautiful North Norfolk coast.
Ooh,
and
lovely.
Suffolk. Well, we've never been before, so we've absolutely loved that. And then we've been down through... Where do we go?
I'm testing your geography now.
Essex into Kent.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we arrived in Kent just a couple of days ago. And it feels like we're really south now. We've crossed the Thames.
Yes.
Yeah,
you are. You are, as my husband would call you, are now into softy southern land. My husband's from Newcastle, you see, so I get ribbed a lot that I'm a softy southerner, apparently. Now, more importantly, because you've rung in, because, yes, this weekend you are actually in Kent. You're doing one in Whitstable on Saturday, aren't you? You're doing a day's course, and you're doing one in Ramsgate, which is at the More Than Yoga Studio that I know of, on the Sunday the 23rd. So just to remind our listeners, so it's an all-day course. How much is it? What's the investment?
So it's £75 per person.
Yeah.
But I encourage people to come in pairs or threes or bigger groups, because I find that they can then, they're more committed to coming, but also that they and they're then committed to doing the ongoing practice.
That's
and they
great.
Can kind of check in with each other. So there's discounts for multiple people.
Okay.
But the one in Whitstable actually starts just after lunch. So it's slightly different timing on that one.
All
But all the details are on my website. So it's kind of, I think it's 12:30 start.
Yes,
and it
yes,
goes
yeah.
on till 7:00. And then the one in Ramsgate at the More Than Yoga Studio is my normal timings, which is 9:15 till 4:30.
Oh, okay, right. So just, again, depending on the venue that you get, you might have to tweak it. But otherwise, it's a full sort of day's course that people need to think about, you know, booking that out in their diary. So, yes, I think that's great that you're encouraging groups or pairs, because, again, they've got that sort of element of a buddy, haven't they, when they leave, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
And part of my vision with it is not just to run one-day courses, but to stay connected with the people.
Yes.
So I have the vision of the Effortless Tribe, which is all the people that I've taught. And I do keep in touch through Facebook, Twitter, emails now and then, and refresher sessions, so that people can reconnect with it if they've lost their way a bit with it.
Yeah.
So the Effortless 500, which is the 500 people I intend to teach this year, are about growing the Effortless Tribe. So they'll be part of the Effortless Tribe.
Wow. It's a shame I can't get down there, as we've spoken earlier, that I'm going to be away at on my own journey of yoga training, teacher training. So I'm not around this weekend, but maybe I'll find you in the country elsewhere and I can follow up. I'm intrigued, Jo. 500 people in a year. Is there a reason for that number?
I don't know. It's not come from me. My feeling is, the reason it's, I feel like this came to me, that go and teach 500 people came to me. And my feeling is it's 500 to make me focus on the meditation.
Right.
Because at the time I was doing lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel that this is what I'm here for right now. This is what I'm meant to be doing.
Wow.
So, I think it's 500 to kind of make me go, wow, I really better do this.
It's a proper challenge.
Yeah.
It's not just a holiday.
No, definitely not.
Wow. But what an experience for your two children as well. Because often, I don't know how you've found it, whether you've travelled a lot before, but, you know, just travelling the country in the UK, we often don't do that. I know that I'm guilty of travelling further afield, Australia, New Zealand, mm-hmm. and then I come back and I have never actually been around Edinburgh in much depth. So, yeah. So the closer to home.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah, yeah. And that's part of it. So we did a hosteling holiday last year. At half term, and we explored Northumberland, and it was brilliant. We had a great time with the kids.
Oh, well, you'll be definitely in my husband's good books now. Definitely.
And we also have been to Australia and New Zealand. In fact, we took the kids to New Zealand 3 years ago.
Fabulous.
And did a month camper van in there. So all of this kind of contributed to this plan.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely wanted to see more of our own country because it's so beautiful.
Well, it is indeed. And bringing it back to you did briefly mention the benefits. Why would people want to come to this day's course? What are they going to go away with?
So effortless meditation is intended to be a daily practice, mm-hmm. just 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And the benefits are really far reaching. So there could be physical benefits. So things like, well, if you just imagine, meditation is helping us to remove our stress or reduce our stress.
Great.
So if we are in a stress state, all our normal function isn't working properly. So our immunity, our digestion, our blood, all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
So if we're reducing that stress, then it can normalize and help us to work more.
Brilliant.
Effectively. So physical benefits, mental benefits. If you're stressed, you can't think properly. So, you know, reducing the stress helps us to focus, to concentrate, helps tap into our creativity.
Yes.
The emotional benefits are around emotional resilience, ditching the drama is something a lot of people tell me they do.
Yes.
As a result of it,
yeah.
Calming down, being more peaceful. And the one I've already mentioned was the access and intuition.
Yes.
So for me, spiritual benefits as well. So being able to connect more with myself, what I'm here for, but also what makes me happy and what's important to me.
Definitely.
And connect with others as well. So really far reaching. And for me, I feel it's so helped me to be free from fear.
Mm.
So to have less fear so that I can do creative things like travel around the country in a bus.
What colour's your bus, Jo?
It's a white bus.
Excellent.
So it's not rainbow painted or anything. But inside it's beautifully done. My husband, his business is WeWeWork, and he does a lot of upcycling.
Huh?
So inside it's beach hut styled.
Uh-huh.
And we have mats on the walls. And kind of turquoisey colour.
So now, you know, now that you've said this, Jo, you're going to have to post some photographs for me.
Yes, we need the images.
So that I can put them on, I can see them on your Facebook page, because I'm intrigued now. I'm very visual and I like to see these things. Yeah. So that would be lovely to share. On that note of travelling around, how do you get your venues? Are you needing, you know, any more contacts as well as you travel around, or do you have sort of key points that you're aiming for? And you know,
so at the moment, when we set off, we weren't quite sure how to do it, whether to plan it or just allow it to unfold, which feels like the journey, you know, with the meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we decided to do was just plan the first quarter,
good.
Taking us up to Christmas, and then kind of review and think about it after that.
Okay.
So at brilliant. The moment, I have my courses and venues organised on my website. But they're a bit random, because I'm off up north to do some other work in December.
I so did wonder why you shot from Ramsgate to Coventry.
It sounds like the typical comedians, producers got involved. And you, if it's Tuesday, you're in Edinburgh, and if it's Wednesday, you're in Cornwall.
Well, I met some guys in Coventry, and they said, "Are you coming to Coventry?" I said, "I'm going around the coast. This is about as far from the coast as it could be."
Yes.
And they said, "Well, just come and teach us then." So I said I would.
And I noticed, because the website, for anyone that's listening and wants to have a look right now, it's effortlessjo.co.uk, and all of the dates so far that Jo's got are all on there. So we've got this weekend, 22nd in the Whitstable, the Wellness Centre in Whitstable, which is just down from the Goral Tank car park, if anyone knows Whitstable. It's also where I believe Simone Lantaine works.
Yes, Alexander's Technique.
The Wholeness Technique. Ramsgate, obviously the More Than Yoga Studio in Ramsgate on Sunday. And then Coventry the 29th of November. And then Horncastle. Where's Horncastle?
Lincolnshire.
And that is on the 30th of November. So that's a bit of a trek from Coventry and then getting across to Horncastle.
Yeah, we're going to lose the bus and nip up. So I'm kind of doing other work as well. So when I do that, because the travel needs to fund itself.
Yes.
We don't have a big wad of cash in the bank. So we're earning as we go.
Oh,
so now and then I'm getting a hire car, zipping off and doing a few days work and then trying to find where home is when I come back.
Oh, do you have a little beacon or a little thing? Beacon
GPS.
So you can find where they are and track them in case your husband's gone off for the day with the children.
Well, last time I went away to work, I got I texted and said, send me a postcode.
Fantastic.
And then I went to find them.
That's brilliant.
So,
well, of course, we'll obviously follow your. It would be great, perhaps, to have an update in the new year or just after the new year to see where you're up to and what the map's looking like, where you're heading.
Yeah.
So keep us posted.
Brilliant.
That would
so
be great.
So we're going south coast to the southwest. So we intend to be in the southwest. In January.
Southwest in January. Okay. Yeah. So if you're listening in from that area, or if you're interested and you're listening in from some strange part of the UK that we've never heard of, then, you know, let's just get in touch with Jo. She may want to zoom across there with or without the bus.
Yes, invite her up to your village hall, definitely. Your business, wherever you are.
Brilliant. And
I am intending. I am intending to run some courses online. So if listeners are further afield than the UK and will be interested, just get in touch.
Brilliant.
I'm really open to exploring ways of doing that.
Well, important, the stuff then, is we need to make sure that everyone knows how to get hold of you, Jo. So we've mentioned the website, effortlessjo.co.uk. By the way, listener, we will post all of this on our Facebook page as well. But Jo, how else can they get hold of you?
So I have on my website, there's contact details, so email address, phone number are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And also I have a Facebook page, which is Effortless Joe, and I've got a Twitter account as well, so I'm Effortless Joe. I'm Effortless Joe there as well.
Brilliant, which we are already following you, so Who Cares Wins. If you follow @CaresWins, you'll also be able to find Joe in the list there. And, of course, your telephone number, if they just want to do the good old-fashioned dog on bone, then your telephone number, which just for listeners, if you want to do it right now as she comes off the phone, it's 07715923944. Give her a call, find out where she's going to be, or even book her in. Maybe you've got a venue that you could offer Jo to be able to utilize for this 1-day course. So good luck, Jo. Great to hear from you, and do keep us posted. And pictures, we definitely need pictures.
Okay, I'll see you. Thanks very much, Angela and Dan.
You're so welcome.
Bye for now, Jo. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I think we found a bit of music.
We did.
That we thought maybe we should just have this playing, because it's quite appropriate, really. It's quite upbeat, this
week. It does. You're not sure what's coming.
But just think about, you know, starting to go. Are you ready with emotion? Round and round. Hopefully Joe's wheels keep going round and round, and she travels the country. So I'm like, hope you like that, Joe. We thought that was quite appropriate. So, let me just take that down out of the way. Wow. Amazing. What these people do.
What a challenge.
What a challenge. And what an experience for her children as well. What a great education.
Well, certainly geography of England and Scotland and Wales.
Indeed.
And if she crosses the water to Northern Ireland or Ireland, who knows?
Amazing. So, should we have a bit of sunshine now, Jan? Should we talk about sunshine, or would you like some sunshine songs?
Well, she didn't ask me a question.
I think we'll go for a sunshine song.
Sunshine song.
And everyone can sort of just, maybe they want to have a look at Jo's website, or maybe they just have a quick phone call with her now. And then we'll join you afterwards to talk about the seasonal affective disorder, rather. I'm not going to say sad.
The lack of sun.
It sounds sad. So we're not going to talk
about
sad.
It's one of the theories.
And also, more importantly, remember, have you booked into Wellbeing Symposium? Because we're going to be there on Wednesday.
We're going to be there on Wednesday.
Yay. Okay. Are you ready to sing along? No, I'll stop it. Let's have a bit of Elton John.
Yeah,
I like a bit of Elton John.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired. stand still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too late to save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. You misread my meaning when I met you. Close the door and left me blind by the light. Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see. I just feel now a fragment of your life to wander free. But losing everything is like the sun going down on me.
Channelradio.co.uk is tuning in there. You're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, your health and well-being radio here in the Marsh, but actually worldwide domination. So we have all, we have listeners from
plan,
all,
huh?
Well, actually, we've done it. We've been there, got the, we should need t-shirts now. Welcome back. We had, just there before the break, on the music break, we had Joe, Effortless Joe, who is teaching, aiming to teach 500 people in a year meditation, her style of effortless meditation. So wonderful. And we've been retweeted by lots of lovely people. Thank you very much for your wonderful retweets. I noticed that we have our Mr. Producer there just keeping an eye on us, listening in. So thank you very much, Mr. Paul Andrews. Did you know, Jan, that tomorrow on Business Bunker, which is 1 till 2:30,
they've got a birthday, haven't
they? It's their birthday. Their 200th show.
Incredible.
So they've got an actual special long version. They've got 2 hours tomorrow. So
200 minutes.
Tune in.
No, let's not. Is it? It's 120 minutes.
That's right. Go back to sleep, it's Monday. No, don't go, not yet, Jan. not yet.
Okay, okay.
We talked about the Wellbeing Symposium, but one thing I wanted to highlight, did you show an act of kindness on Thursday the 13th of November? Did you?
In particular?
Did you know why?
No.
Last Thursday, the 13th of November, did you know, was actually World Kindness Day.
Is this be kind to the world, the planet,
no,
or
just
kind
somebody,
to each other?
You could just show an act of kindness to somebody. It is actually World Kindness Day. It was recognised in many countries throughout the world for a number of years, and it's driven by the World Kindness Movement. So I just thought, well, isn't that lovely? But then it got me thinking, why do you have to leave it to one day?
Well, exactly.
It's a bit like Valentine's Day, isn't it? Why just do it on one day? Why not show your love to everybody, every day, every time you meet somebody? Give them a smile, especially as it's free. Might make their day. So acts of kindness, I think, should continue, not just on the 13th of November.
Well, that sort of leads into this week, because it's Anti-Bullying Week this
week.
Well,
yeah, I see.
So if you're kind last week, keep being kind.
It's good this, Jan. You just, I feed them and you follow on. It's great. Now, the Wellbeing Symposium is a very serious note now, so I hope, listener, you are sitting down, paying attention, have your pens at the ready, because are you booked in to attend this Wednesday, the 19th of November, at the Kent Event Centre at Detling in Maidstone? Because we're going to be there.
We are.
And that's all the excuse you need, isn't it?
We were there last year. We had such a good time.
It's brilliant, brilliant event run by Wellbeing people. Rory Murphy's been on our show. And if you tune into the show, we'll post another link. But if you look at archives, in October the 13th,
yes,
he came on the show. And he did actually in the show mention a discount code. If you quote it, you can actually get a discounted entry. So if you go and listen to it after this one, after we finish at one, and you can quote that code and get an entry to the whole day's event, which is full of speakers, information, stands, and of course some strange ladies from Who Cares When's show who are going to be doing some interviews.
Absolutely. We'll track people down, get some fascinating chats with the exhibitors, with the
speakers
and the workshops.
Absolutely.
And like last year, we'll compile all that together.
And they're going to be on the show.
We will put them on the show.
So that's the Wednesday, but Jan, let's we're running out of time. I think we need a 2-hour show now.
We do.
I wanted to really just highlight the fact about this sort of, we are moving into the real darker months, December, January. We're losing more and more light during the day, and that can be an issue for people, can't it?
It can be, and it's quite often, some people will notice it from sort of the longest day onwards, because the light changes.
Longest day.
Someone's the longest day. So days get shorter after.
Sorry,
confusing me, folks.
Sorry.
So if people are very sensitive to it, they start to notice it then.
Wow.
But generally, it's when the clocks go back. It's the biggest change.
That was October.
And according to figures, over half the population in the UK say their overall mood is worse in the winter season compared to the summer season.
Wow.
Highlighting strong links between the weather and well-being, with 40% suffering from fatigue during winter months.
Maybe it's just the weather forecasters.
Well, it could be. It could be.
They need forecasters like us, Jan.
So seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD, S-A-D, the exact cause isn't fully understood, but it's believed to be linked to the reduced exposure to sunlight on shorter days of the year.
Right.
Because it's in those countries that have a proper winter that you see more incidence of the condition. Whereas the equator countries...
Because remind me, we were chatting and you were saying that the... because I'm still a bit sceptical about it, I must say. And you were saying that actually in countries that have less sunlight than us...
Yes.
There's high rates of suicide.
Yes. And mental health. And therefore, whilst they can't specifically say this is the exact cause, the strong link appears to be with the sunlight. And it's the fact that what they do know is that sunlight affects the brain's chemicals and hormones. And one theory is that light stimulates a part of the brain called the hypothalamus.
Yes.
And that controls mood, appetite and sleep.
Yes.
And these things all affect how you feel. And so in people who have SAD, a lack of sunlight and a problem with certain brain chemicals stops the hypothalamus from working in its correct mode.
Right.
And lack of light is therefore thought to affect the production of a hormone, melatonin.
The melatonin, yes.
Yeah, the hormone serotonin. And the body's circadian rhythm, which is the internal clock that regulates your biological processes across
patterns,
a typical 24-hour period. And one report that I came across said it can break down typical symptoms over the months. So during September and October, you might have difficulty waking up in the morning, decreased energy and lethargy.
Never.
Craving for sweet and starchy foods.
Always.
I.e. carbohydrates. And an increased appetite. Mm. So those are kind of the early signs.
Okay.
Then through November and December, you may have increased sleep, so an inability to wake up. Mm. Weight gain, difficulty concentrating. If it's applicable, decreased interest in sex. And withdrawal from family and friends.
Mm.
And then the worst months are January through February.
Yeah.
Possibly into March if we have a very bad winter and things are delayed. Mm. Then that's where depression, anxiety and irritability comes in.
Mm.
So they've noticed this pattern, and it's as the UK moves into winter, you can track
that course.
Seems to be
associated with that time of year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. So it's categorised and treated pretty much as a depression would be.
I wondered if there's susceptibility to depression, then maybe you're...
So typical treatments are cognitive behavioural therapy, CBT. Yeah. Light therapy, which I'm going to touch on in a moment, and then, if necessary, prescribed medications. Oh. But it's the light therapy that people are generally interested in because they've seen these big luminescent lamps. Mm. And let me find my stat here.
I've got some stats. I do like a bit of stats on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, this is a piece of paper in front of me now. Normal domestic or office lighting produces 200 to 500 lux. Okay, that's
what,
the measurement.
Lux?
L-U-X. Not good lux. It's not going to win you the lottery.
Ow.
Which is much too low to treat SAD. Most modern light boxes, it's a light box is what you're purchasing, allow you to receive 10,000 lux.
Wow.
And this treatment is usually taken for at least 30 minutes to an hour each day at the appropriate distance. So
do you know, Jan, are they the similar light boxes they use for psoriasis?
That I don't know.
Because they go into light boxes, don't they?
They do, but I don't know if that's the same.
I'm going to look that up.
I have to see whether it's the same levels. Mm. So the light box treatment, if you are diagnosed with SAD, then your GP can generally put you in touch with a light source supplier. You may even be able to get it on the NHS.
You would know them, wouldn't you? You would know suppliers.
I do know suppliers, yes. So if anybody's interested, we can post the suppliers on Facebook. But equally, because if you have a diagnosis, it can be treated as a disability because it's long-term and recurring.
So it's recognised.
So if you get a diagnosis for it, if you do need to spend any money of your own, you can generally be VAT exempt. Because of the disability diagnosis factor.
Like other disabilities.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
So if you just feel you have it, you may not qualify.
No,
but
you
if
need
your
to be
GP recognises it, then it's worth doing. But
and are GPs up, from your experience, Jan, are GPs up there in the knowledge of it? Or would they laugh me?
They're generally knowledge because depression, mental health is high on the health agenda at the moment.
That's true.
So they will generally be aware whether they, as an individual GP, recognise SAD as opposed to other depressions and therefore are aware of what the potential treatments are.
Yeah.
You know, we all do it. We don't feel well. We do a bit of a web search.
Oh, can make you feel 10 times worse.
Do a printout, take it along to your GP, say, I think this is what I have.
Mm.
Okay, some GPs hate that, some love it. It doesn't matter. Start the conversation going. As we've said in the past, it's having the conversation. You're not happy, you're not well, things are going wrong. Talk to somebody about it.
I would add in my little health warning, I suppose, with it, because my experience with people that have come to me on different tacks, don't use it as a checklist.
No.
And I think there's sometimes a danger of people that, oh, I've got that, and I've got that, and oh, yes, I've got that, but for totally different reasons.
Yes.
And I think that's where you'd step back and just to look at the review and look at the patterns, first of all. And have you been like this for the whole year?
Yes.
And maybe it's nothing to do with the reduction in light and the reduction in sunlight and the vitamin D, etc. It could be something completely different that's happening in your life that you've chosen to sort of partially forget, and then when you sit back and observe, you realise, I've had a lot going on this year,
but also
a lot on my plate.
Winter in general, it gets cold, therefore most people, not everybody, we tend to eat more. We want the carbohydrates.
Bring on the snow!
Because we don't feel as energetic, and we feel cold, and we want to hunker down.
Snowballs!
Oh, geez,
snowballs!
Because if you're a Duracell bunny, and you're hopping and skipping all over the place like Angela. She just doesn't get what SAD is all about. She's never been sad or depressed in her life. It's not in her menu.
not that I'll admit on radio, definitely not. Anyway.
But it's worth exploring.
It is.
The light boxes, they're not cheap.
No,
so it's always worth having a chat with, you know, your medical professional or with family and friends to see. Because sometimes people buy these things, it doesn't work for them, they stick it in the cupboard.
Yeah,
there may be a second-hand one around somewhere that
go
you can
get
hold
charity
of.
Shops.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
But lots and lots of information. NHS Choices, always a good place to start.
Yes.
Just type in SAD or seasonal affective disorder. And lots of pages of information in there.
Mm.
Otherwise, just I keep wanting to say Google. There are other browsers available. It's such a nice word.
I know, Google. It's easy. It just flows Google. Over the lips, doesn't it?
But
I would say, actually, remember, listener, to contact us as well, because
absolutely.
Especially Jan from the ergonomics and disability side of things, and obviously from my aspect of coaching and actually looking at the motivation and you know, grabbing hold of life and enjoying it every moment. So, you know, if there's something that we can help you with that we may even just be able to do through an email exchange, we're more than happy to do that. So do get in touch with us via probably the easiest way is just get hold of us through @CaresWins on the Twitter, or just send us a message on email, whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
And then we can reply, and if we feel that we'd be better to meet you, we can have a coffee somewhere if you're nearby. If you're up north, then I might have to speak to my husband, and we might have to do a bit of a we'll have to talk to Jo and see where her bus is.
Yes.
And
get
whether
a
we
lift.
Can get a lift in her bus. So yes, if you didn't hear earlier, listener, that's Effortless Jo, who's teaching meditation, a challenge of up to 500 people in the year. So fantastic. If you missed it, tune in later and listen again, or obviously on Thursday when we're repeated at 12 o'clock. Now before we disappear, Jan, a few other bits and pieces and roundups of events and bits and things that are going on. I did also mention not only World Kindness Day, but something else that was shared in one of my groups on Facebook, and it was on the BBC News page, that apparently this Wednesday is also World Toilet Day.
Yes, okay.
Now, panic not. I haven't gone off
this
on some
train. The Brits and our obsession with toilet humour.
No.
Nope.
It
okay.
is according to the United Nations, 2.5 billion people do not have access to proper sanitation, including toilets.
Oh, right.
And to mark World Toilet Day on the 19th of November, photographers from Panos Pictures have been working with Water and Sanitation for the Urban Poor to produce an exhibition that documents women and girls with their toilets, not on it, okay, you listen, don't panic, they are clothed, showing the effect this has on their lives. And then there's some pictures on there. So, yeah, I thought, just a completely
different
tangent.
Things that we take for granted.
Things that we can take for granted. And I have got a tune that I'm going to play us out with in a moment, which was one of my favourites when I got married, that we had at our ceremony, which Fred Astaire singing "I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For." And I just thought, well, that's quite appropriate for lots of things.
Absolutely.
With life in general and people that we know have passed away or people that are ill and suffering. So, yeah, just to maybe take a 30 seconds just to, okay, what am I to be thankful for? Before we disappear, though, there's some other events you have, Jan.
Well, just to remind people, I am attending the free, and I'm going to be free, provided by Kent County
Not
Council.
Not number three, but no, F-R-E-E three.
Mental
three.
Health First Aid Training Course this Thursday and Friday. So I'll be reporting back on that. It's being run by Sevenoaks Area Mind, and that's the Mind charity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have missed out, and you're interested to see whether they have vacancies on any of the other courses, because they were going to be run all around Kent.
Yep.
If you do a search for free mental health first aid courses and you're looking for the Sevenoaks Area Mind website,
that'll come up, won't
that'll
it?
That'll come up.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, just give them a buzz and see if there are any more spaces available. But I will be
so
reporting
you're
going to
be reporting back, aren't you,
Jan? I will indeed.
You'll be allowed to report back. You won't be sworn to secrecy or anything.
I don't think
you're
so.
You'll share it.
I don't think so. One of my colleagues did say, was I going to acquire a mental health by attending this course? And I'm saying good mental health. Yes, that's what I'm aiming to acquire.
Yes.
But no, seriously, this is a really good two-day course, really in-depth. Ordinarily, this would set you back £400 or more.
I was going to say, at least,
yeah.
Definitely.
So I will be there,
great
pad and pen in hand, proper
good.
Student, looking forward to it, love learning,
great
so that's
stuff.
Going to be good. And
well,
I'll
I'm
let
a
you
student
know.
Again, so this weekend I've got my yoga, my next, I can't believe it's 4 weeks already come round, so my next batch of learning and being a student. But before that, as I say, on Wednesday. We are very excited. We'll be up there bright and early, up at the Kent Event Detling Centre at Maidstone, with Wellbeing People for the Wellbeing Symposium 2014.
Well, come by and see us if you're popping on.
Just come along.
It's also free in the afternoon. Great minds.
You read my mind. I read your mind. Who read one's mind first? Really? But yeah, if you just, you know, you haven't got all day to spare, and also you haven't got the dosh to spare, then the afternoon session, is it from 1:30?
Half one onwards, I believe, yes.
Is free. FREE, free to attend. So you could just come in and say hi. And if you're to do with health and wellbeing, or you've got an event going on you want to tell us about, then you could have a little interview with us.
Absolutely.
And we'll play it on air. I think that's it, Jan. We best go to Pastures New, clients and business and things to sort out. But before we go, enjoy the week, everyone. Have a fantastic week. Spread some laughter, some light, some shining on other people. Make their day as well as yours.
Send us your news.
And let us know that news. Tweet it, Facebook it, whatever mechanism you want to use. In the meantime, we'll speak to you next week.
Enjoy. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. I just start singing.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more?